When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a good day today. If you're not, I hope you have some time today to take extra good care of yourself. If you are feeling good, I hope you have some time to take extra good care of yourself, no matter what is coming your way today. I hope you have some space and some time to ground. Beginning right here on the show, the fact that you're listening to this podcast is a great place to start. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for our meditation practice of the week. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. And I think today we should take a moment to really ground ourselves. So if you're sitting down and you have your legs crossed, uncross your legs and root your feet down to the earth. And see if you can sit up a little bit taller. Almost as if the deeper you ground toward the floor, the more elevation you can find through the crown of the head. So press down through the soles of the feet and rise up through the crown. Let your spine grow nice and long here. And if you feel like it's hard to connect to the earth, you can scooch a little bit further forward in your seat. So you're sitting almost at the edge of the chair. And from there, press the feet down toward the ground. And if it feels good to close your eyes, go right ahead. And we're going to keep this very steady posture. Feet grounded, seat rooted, crown of the head rising. Now allowing your next breath in to grow as deep as it can go. So very deep, full, long breath in through the nose. And then continuing to breathe through the nose, slowly exhale the breath back out. Inhale, pulling the breath as deep down into the body as that breath can go. So the longest, fullest breath you can take. And then continuing to breathe through the nose, you exhale, slowly, slowly release the breath back out. And continue breathing just like this. Imagine each breath in, you're able to take up a little bit more space. So you can actually really exaggerate the breath here. Deep breath in. And then whenever the inhale comes to a close and it turns, exhale through the nose, empty the breath all the way out. So you'll find your own cadence, your own rhythm here. And if it's helpful, you can visualize how every time you breathe in, That breath is reaching a point deeper in the body than the one before. And as you exhale, see if you can really allow for the breath to become completely empty, maybe contracting the belly a little bit at the very end of the breath out. And continue breathing just like this. Every breath in, that breath grows deeper, fuller, reaches a deeper place inside of you. Every exhale empties you completely. And as you breathe in this way, you can even start to visualize the breath moving all the way through your body, reaching down into the soles of the feet, connecting with the earth below. And as you exhale, follow that breath on its return from the earth through the feet, back through the body, and out through the nose. So you have a channel here within your breath, breathing in through the nose, letting that breath reach down through the soles of the feet in toward the core of the earth, tethering you here, rooting you here, giving you a direct channel to the ground beneath you. Every exhale, allowing you to release and empty everything out. So with every cycle of breath, reminding yourself that you belong. Reminding yourself of your connection to Earth Mother. Every breath connecting you deeper to your first true home. Let's spend some time here just the way we are. And you will reach a point when you feel like the breath you're breathing now, that breath in, it is the deepest, fullest breath you can possibly find. Then steady yourself in that rhythm and see if you can allow for the inhale and the exhale to have the same level of depth, the same length. It's a long, full inhale, breathing all the way down into the earth. And it's a long, full exhale, breathing from the earth through the body, out through the nose again. And this is one of those very simple but very profound breathing practices, just a conscious, present breath, where the longer you let yourself reside in the space, the more spacious you're going to feel within. The more of a sense of grounding you're going to experience in your body. So as you continue to breathe in this way, if it feels right, maybe give yourself another few minutes of this breath, pressing the soles of the feet to the earth, connecting to the ground, connecting with your body, coming back home. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. When you feel ready, you just gently allow the breath to return to a more neutral, natural, flowing breath in and out. And then you gently return to the space. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.